Listening Library presents Conviction by Kelly Lloyd Gilbert. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Prologue. The San Francisco Giants took the St. Louis Cardinals 8-3 in a Saturday game at AT&T Park 10 years ago. And that was the last time my family, my dad, my older brother Trey, and me all went to a game together. I was in first grade then, and that was before I knew too much about all the different ways your life can fall apart. But still, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that most of what I believe now is because of what happened that day between me and God. The game was the first time in forever that the three of us had done anything as a family, and it was a big deal to me, because the way you hear how other families are into things like Christmas or relatives or whatever, baseball's always been the thing my family's had. I'm a pitcher. I'm expected to go out as a first-round draft pick when I graduate next year, and back then baseball was my whole life already. I'd been lying awake in bed thinking about the game for weeks beforehand, and when the night before finally came, I knelt on my bedroom carpet and rested my forehead on my bed and asked God to give me some kind of sign. I know it's not like if you come up with the magic combination of words to pray, he'll spit out whatever crap you ask him to, like your own personal vending machine. But all week I'd put my best into my pitching, and I'd been extra careful to obey my dad. And so this was the deal I made with God. If he would give me some unmistakable sign, one that could only come from him, then I would take it as a promise that everything would be all right between my dad and me.